The Gospel according to John.
It was almost time for the Jewish Passover feast. Jesus knew that it was time for him to leave this world and go back to the Father. He had always loved those who were his own in the world, and he loved them all the way to the end. Jesus and his followers were at the evening meal. The devil had already persuaded Judas Iscariot to turn against Jesus. Judas was the son of Simon. Jesus knew that the Father had given him power over everything. He also knew that he had come from God and was going back to God. So during the meal, Jesus stood up and took off his outer clothing. Taking a towel, he wrapped it around his waist. Then he poured water into a bowl and began to wash the followers' feet. He dried them with the towel that was wrapped around him. Jesus came to Simon Peter.
"Lord, are you going to wash my feet?"
"You don't understand what I'm doing now, but you will understand later."
"No, you will never wash my feet."
"If I don't wash your feet, then you are not one of my people."
"Lord, after you wash my feet, wash my hands and my head too."
"After a person has had a bath, his whole body is clean. He needs only to wash his feet. And you men are clean, but not all of you."
Jesus knew who would turn against him. That is why Jesus said,
"Not all of you are clean."
When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and sat down again.
"Do you understand what I have just done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and this is right, because that is what I am. I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, so you also should wash each other's feet. I did this as an example for you, so you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth. A servant is not greater than his master. A messenger is not greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, you will be happy if you do them. I am not talking about all of you. I know those I have chosen. But what the scripture said must happen. The man who ate at my table has now turned against me. I am telling you this now, before it happens. Then, when it happens, you will believe that I am he. I tell you the truth. Whoever accepts anyone I send also accepts me. And whoever accepts me also accepts the one who sent me."
After Jesus said this, he was very troubled.
"I tell you the truth. One of you will turn against me."
The followers all looked at each other. They did not know whom Jesus was talking about. One of the followers was sitting next to Jesus. This was the follower Jesus loved. Simon Peter made signs to him to ask Jesus who it was that he was talking about. That follower leaned closer to Jesus and asked, "Lord, who is it that will turn against you?"
"I will dip this bread into the dish. The man I give it to is the man who will turn against me."
So Jesus took a piece of bread. He dipped it and gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. As soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered him.
"The thing that you will do, do it quickly."
None of the men at the table understood why Jesus said this to Judas. He was the one who kept the money box. So some of the followers thought that Jesus was telling Judas to buy what was needed for the feast. Or they thought that Jesus wanted Judas to give something to the poor. Judas accepted the bread Jesus gave him and immediately went out. It was night. When Judas was gone, Jesus said,
"Now the Son of Man receives his glory, and God receives glory through him. If God receives glory through him, then God will give glory to the Son through himself. And God will give him glory quickly. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me. And what I told the Jews, I tell you now. Where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new command. Love each other. You must love each other as I have loved you. All people will know that you are my followers if you love each other.
Simon Peter asked Jesus,
Lord, where are you going?
Where I am going, you cannot follow now. But you will follow later.
Lord, why can't I follow you now? I am ready to die for you.
Will you really die for me? I tell you the truth. Before the rooster crows, you will say three times that you don't know me. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, and trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. I would not tell you this if it were not true. I am going there to prepare a place for you. After I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back. Then I will take you to be with me, so that you may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going.
Thomas said to Jesus,
Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?
I am the way, and I am the truth and the life. The only way to the Father is through me. If you really knew me, then you would know my Father too. But now you do know him, and you have seen him.
Philip said to him,
Lord, show us the Father. That is all we need.
I have been with you a long time now. Do you still not know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So why do you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words I say to you don't come from me. The Father lives in me, and he is doing his own work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or believe because of the miracles I have done. I tell you the truth. He who believes in me will do the same things that I do. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And if you ask for anything in my name, I will do it for you. Then the Father's glory will be shown through the Son. If you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will do the things I command. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. He will give you this helper to be with you forever. The helper is the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it does not see him or know him. But you know him. He lives with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you all alone like orphans. I will come back to you. In a little while, the world will not see me anymore. But you will see me. Because I live, you will live too. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father. You will know that you are in me, and I am in you. He who knows my commands and obeys them is the one who loves me, and my Father will love him who loves me. I will love him and will show myself to him.
Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said,
But Lord, why do you plan to show yourself to us but not to the world.
If anyone loves me, then he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not obey my teaching. This teaching that you hear is not really mine. It is from my Father who sent me. I have told you all these things while I am with you, but the Helper will teach you everything. He will cause you to remember all the things I told you. This Helper is the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name. I leave you peace. My peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world does. So don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going, but I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you should be happy that I am going back to the Father, because He is greater than I am. I have told you this now, before it happens. Then when it happens, you will believe. I will not talk with you much longer. The ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me. But the world must know that I love the Father. So I do exactly what the Father told me to do. Come now. Let us go. I am the true vine. My Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that does not produce fruit. And he trims and cleans every branch that produces fruit so that it will produce even more fruit. You are already clean because of the words I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can produce fruit alone. It must remain in the vine. It is the same with you. You cannot produce fruit alone. You must remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If a person remains in me, and I remain in him, then he produces much fruit. But without me, he can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, then he is like a branch that is thrown away. That branch dies. People pick up dead branches, throw them into the fire, and burn them. Remain in me and follow my teachings. If you do this, then you can ask for anything you want, and it will be given to you. You should produce much fruit and show that you are my followers. This brings glory to my Father. I loved you as the Father loved me. Now remain in my love. I have obeyed my Father's commands, and I remain in his love. In the same way, if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love. I have told you these things so that you can have the same joy I have. I want your joy to be the fullest joy. This is my command. Love each other as I have loved you. The greatest love a person can show is to die for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I don't call you servants now. A servant does not know what his master is doing. But now I call you friends, because I have made known to you everything I heard from my Father. You did not choose me. I chose you. And I gave you this work, to go and produce fruit. I want you to produce fruit that will last. then the Father will give you anything you ask for in my name. This is my command. Love each other. If the world hates you, remember that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, then it would love you as it loves its own. But I have chosen you out of the world, so you don't belong to it. That is why the world hates you. Remember what I told you. A servant is not greater than his master. If people did wrong to me, they will do wrong to you too. And if they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours too. They will do all this to you because of me. They don't know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me also hates my Father. I did works among them that no one else has ever done. If I had not done those works, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen what I did. And yet, they have hated both me and my Father. But this happened so that what is written in their law would be true. They hated me for no reason. I will send you the Helper from the Father. He is the Spirit of truth, who comes from the Father. When he comes, he will tell about me. And you also must tell people about me, because you have been with me from the beginning.